Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest, an actor, producer, comedian, and Chicago Bulls fan. It's Jackie Sneal.
Hello. Yes. Oh, we're back. Oh, you thought Warriors fans were annoying. Oh, man. Chicago fans have been waiting, baby. We've been waiting to show y'all what we up to, baby. Yes.
You're just hibernating, waiting for this moment.
We've been sucking. We just been waiting to not suck.
It's nice to win, right?
We're going to show y'all the original annoying motherfuckers. Y'all remember that MJ LeBron shit? That was Chicago, that was Chicago, homies. That was Chicago. We started that shit.
I mean, you're not wrong. The number of Chicago Bulls fans worldwide. Since the 90s.
We have been, it's a national team, which people like seem to forget until they're good again. And then like you go to all these stadiums and you see, like, we're like half the stadium in almost most of these road games. I was at the Clippers game last, Clippers Bulls game, and there was more Bulls fans there than Clippers fans.
Yeah.
Same thing last night with the Denver game. It was like half Bulls fans, and it was great. It's beautiful. Welcome back, Chicago.
It also helps that Bulls have some of the best merch around. I mean,
we do.
Black and red. Come on. What are you going to do?
Iconic.
It's great. You can't beat it. And it's simple. They don't do too much with their logo. It's been the same since 1945. Just like with better font, like updated printing is all they do with their logo. They use 4K colors now.
Well, we were excited to have you back because we know you're a big Bulls fan. We know they're doing great this year.
Yes.
They're very promising. We just had another episode where we were pitching potential teams to a friend of ours who's looking to get a team. And that was one of the options. And, it's just when you see it all there, you see all the fun players, all the young players who have so much potential. And they're having a good time out there.
Yeah.
It's infectious.
Fun. Yeah. It's fun.
Good. It's
People
a fun
want to be
team.
Part of it.
It's a fun team. You know, we're realistic. We know the Bulls ain't winning no championships this year. I get it. I know it. All right. But like the team is good. They're fun. I think they can make some noise. I think they can surprise some people. I'm excited. I'm excited for the season. And then if we don't win anything this year, next season, we're like one piece away, I think. And people are going to want to come to Chicago now. You know,
nobody
going to want to come to Chicago because they silly. You know, the NBA is silly. So
that's true.
Yeah. Hopefully. It's
NBA's
been too long,
drunk.
Man. Who's drunk?
And the NBA.
NBA's drunk. NBA do be drinking. They be drinking, man. NBA be drinking.
I'm going to Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, why?
And, honestly, it was a random decision. I had a trip planned that fell through with a good friend of mine. And she said, let's just look at cheap airfare from this location, from her house. And Chicago was the cheapest. And so we were like, we're flying there.
Ooh, so you're going to Chicago in the winter. Hell yeah.
And everyone was like, you're crazy. But I want to experience cold weather. I grew up somewhere warm.
Okay. Go ahead.
She thinks
ahead.
She wants
when
to
When you get back, you're
going
to be like,
weather.
That shit was whack.
I think I'm going to love it.
I hope so. I don't go back to Chicago in the winter. And I'm from there. I love my city. I'll die for my city from the months through May and October. That's it.
It was a good excuse to buy some like cute, you know, gloves and hats
true.
And stuff. So I'm excited.
Okay.
There's a reason Jacquees is out here in LA, you know.
There's a reason I'm shouting my Chicago love from Burbank, California, baby. Yes.
We get so spoiled here. We really do.
We really do.
But I mean, I think it's fun. Snow is fun when you're like not used to it, and you know, it's a fun change of pace. The worst, I think, is not just Chicago, but anywhere where it snows, where it gets all like gross and dirty and like melty.
Slushy.
Yeah, and then everything that you wear is just like wet.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I grew up right in the heart of Chicago. And then during college, I lived right off of Lakeshore, right off the lake in downtown Chicago. So, you know, like the shit, like walking in the winter when it's snowing and having to walk backwards because the snow feels like little pieces of glass hitting your face.
Yeah.
Don't miss that. Don't miss that. Don't miss being able to walk outside and then come inside the house and open the freezer and warm up. Don't miss that. Don't miss being in a city where it's so cold outside. They take the polar bears in the zoo inside. Don't miss that. So, but you know, but look, it's beautiful. You're going to go. You're going to have a good time. Bundle up. Wear more clothes than you think. Wear more clothes than you think. So if you get too hot, then you can take off layers. It's all about layering.
I'm bringing layers and layers and layers to wear.
Wear them long johns.
Long johns. Head to toe long johns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Long johns.
One big one piece.
Look like one of those green screen man. Yeah. Like people that be. Yeah.
I'm going to a Bulls game though. I'm excited about that.
Ooh, going to the UC. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Gonna it's see fun. Bulls United Pistons. Center is fun.
Okay. Very fun. Very fun. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy Chicago. Thank you. Go down to Mag Mile. It's beautiful when it's all lit up for Christmas and shit. It's beautiful. Oh, it's a beautiful city. Yes.
See, I got to go somewhere snowy and cold for Christmas. Sure.
Yeah. Yes. So then next year when you're back here, you'll appreciate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I love being here for Christmas because everyone fucking leaves and there's no traffic. There's no lines. It's great. And it's, you know, doesn't ever get that cold. So you're just chilling.
No, it's great. And, you know, this Christmas, I can't wait to be in AMC watching Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
Ringing in beautiful birth of Christ, watching Peter Parker.
That's what he would have wanted.
Maguire.
Yes.
And Andrew Garfield fight all them villains. You know, the multiverse is alive.
All of them are in it.
They're not saying it, but they gonna all the villains are in it, so they're gonna be in it. They're gonna be in it for sure.
That is confusing to me as a person who doesn't follow this closely.
Well, I mean, you gotta tap into the MCU multiverse.
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Thank you though. I appreciate that offer.
Yeah. Do you have any plans? I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you staying around here for that too?
Yeah. No, I wasn't lying when I say I don't go to Chicago in the winter. I don't give a fuck about a holiday. You can come here. They can come here.
Oh, kitty.
So that is what. Oh, yes, my cat. So I don't have any major plans for the holidays right now. I think it's going to be a chill holiday.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Friendsgivings, invites going out, and we'll see. Maybe make an appearance at one or two. But, you know, people be cooking. People don't be cooking good. So, people don't be cooking well, man. And that's not me trying to knock people, man. I know people be trying their best, man. But, like, Thanksgiving is such a sacred. I would rather eat nothing than eat bad Thanksgiving food.
Like, What's your favorite dish?
I think it's easy to get for Thanksgiving food to be bad. Too.
Yeah,
that's the problem too. It is, man. Yeah. Like, because people don't be using seasoning. mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is my favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Mac and cheese, I think, is specifically one of those things where I love it when it's really good, but there's so many bad versions of it.
It is weird how easy it is to make cheese and noodles poorly.
Bland or like mushy. Ugh.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got to have baked mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. And people 100%. Can't do that. A lot of people can't do that well. And listen, I know everybody's podcast fan base is skewed white. So white people, let me just tell you this. I love you. But it's mostly y'all that be fucking up the mac and cheese. You know, it's, we all know mostly white people out here. So, I don't want to put myself through that. So maybe if I go, I'll bring the mac and cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's my trick is I bring the things that I want to eat because
there you go.
I'm going to do it. I mean, also I'm vegetarian, so that's always a little problem, right?
That helps. Yeah, so you can bring something that you know, in case people, because people don't be thinking about that sometimes,
yeah,
unfortunately. So you'll know, like, at least I'll have something to eat.
Right.
Yeah. I'm making banana pudding, which everybody loves.
It's great.
It's so good.
Banana pudding. Yeah. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. I mean, it's not traditionally like Thanksgiving classic like dish, is it?
No.
No. But
I don't think so.
I don't like, you know, I'm not into like pumpkin pie and all that kind of shit. So I'm like, I'd rather just make this thing that I love.
Honestly, like people are going to appreciate that because when there's a different dessert there, like people gravitate toward it because, you know, everybody going, the pies and shit, everybody's going to have it. But like somebody going to see the banana pudding and be like, oh, let's try this real quick. And then it's going to hit. And then you'll be a hit. Then you'll be a hit at the party.
Oh, I love that. And then they start like lifting you up. Yeah.
And then they lift you up. Yes.
It's like the end of Rudy.
And then they play that song. We lift you up. They play that for you.
I will be honest though. I just used the recipe from Magnolia Bakery. So it's not my recipe.
That's a good recipe though. Magnolia Bakery is good.
It tastes exactly the same. And it's easy and delicious. And everybody fucking loves it. It uses condensed milk, which is the secret.
Ooh.
Ooh. See, that's what I put in my mac and cheese, too. Ooh. Condensed milk. That's how I make my roux. That's how I make the roux. Sometimes I'll put regular milk, but that's the way my grandma from Arkansas used to make it is.
Not sweetened condensed milk, right?
No, or maybe it's evaporated milk. It's one of them non-milk milks.
That sounds like it would be so sweet.
Yeah, no, maybe I'm wrong. It's whatever's in my cabinet. It's what I use.
It's probably evaporated. Yeah, because
that's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
Condensed milk is like the super, super thick, like syrupy, sweet.
Oh no, not that then. Okay. All right.
These are all hot tips though. Yeah. I'm like writing this down because
please do.
I make a mac and cheese that I stole from a restaurant in Oakland. They just put it on their website. They didn't care. But it's so good. I mean, it's like, it's just classic mac and cheese, but it's baked with like panko breadcrumbs on top.
Yum.
But now I'm thinking I need to put evaporated milk in it.
Ooh, yeah. Do that. You gotta make a roux. Make it. You
that's
make your
the
roux.
Same thing. It's make a roux, put the cheese in. You know.
And let me tell you.
And then you sprinkle the sprinkled cheese, like the craft. The craft packet.
Oh, the crab? Nah, don't do that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't even need the breadcrumbs. You don't need the breadcrumbs either. That mac and cheese and that seasoning. I'm anti-breadcrumb when it comes to...
We're going to have to get your recipe, Chuckies.
Here's the thing. I'm not anti-breadcrumb. I love all mac and cheese. You know, mac and cheese. You know, like... Uh-huh. I'll eat some store mac and cheese. I'll eat restaurant mac and cheese. It's good. But when I'm saying like sit down at the table, you got to say grace, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas special, you know, a soul food mac and cheese. Don't need no breadcrumbs. You don't need to try no extra shit. You get your roux. You get that seasoning. You get the noodles. You get the cheese. People do different cheeses, but you do. Is this what we going? This is what you wanted me here to talk about, I'm sure.
I really
need the recipe.
We're not talking about basketball today, y'all. We're talking about Thanksgiving dinner. And you get the cheese that my grandma used. She uses some cheddar. She uses some Colby. Mm-hmm. And she'll use some mozzarella. Some people use different cheeses, but you know, mix it up a little bit. Go to town, put that thing in there. And have yourself a meal. I will say two people. I don't know if you guys have ever had Bezad on the show. Have you guys had Bezad or do you know Bezad? I think you've met Bezad.
We met him on your show.
I think he did an episode.
That's right.
Like your show.
I remember one year he came to, I can't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. I think it was Christmas. He came to my house for dinner. And we had mac and cheese. He sat down, you know, we said grace and all that shit because that's what black people do. And we like, he sat down, put his fork in the mac and cheese, ate it, put his fork down. He was like, oh my God. Oh my. And just like, there's like pepper in this shit. And he was just like, he was so surprised by like the seasoning. He couldn't stop talking about it. I had another homie come over for Thanksgiving. This was a long time ago. One of my best friends. We ate dinner. About an hour later, he was sleeping on the couch. And then like 30 minutes to his sleep, he woke up. He was like, what was in that mac and cheese? And then fell back asleep. Let me tell y'all the mac and cheese, the soul food mac and cheese.
It sounds powerful.
Yeah, I want some now.
I do love to over pepper my mac and cheese because I like that peppery taste.
Yeah.
Love it.
So good.
Love it.
And yeah, it's such a bummer if it's just bland.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Well, so let's get back to your Bulls, because you went to, you went to a game, you said Clippers Bulls game. How was it?
It was great, man. It was great. I was lucky to be courtside, which was very cool to see the team. Yeah, and it was very, very fucking cool to see them up close.
That's amazing.
Like, it's a real, they're really quick. They're a really quick team in transition, which like doesn't show as much on video, or I guess it does, but like you really see it. I mean, even the game as of this recording last night against Denver, all those fast break dunks and shit, this is a really quick team. They're really active. It was such a fun game. I also like going to games when the Clippers are playing, because I like their in-between shit. Is really, they do all the, like, because they feel like they have to compete being in the Lakers home at, you know, at the crypt. They gotta compete at the crypt. And for those of you who don't know, that's the name of the Staples now. And so like, so they do like fun shit like that a lot of teams don't do, like in their home games. And so it's a fun time to be at the game. The Bulls were well represented.
Yeah.
Well represented at that game. So that was fun. Ron Funches was sitting right behind me.
Nice.
And Ron is the homie. So that was fun. And yeah, it was such a good time. It was cool to see this team.
Better like, seats than Ron.
I did. Ha, Ron, I got better seats than you. Give me your career. Give it to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Did anybody bump into you, or did a ball come your way?
I got to, so during one of the breaks or timeouts or some shit, they did one of the games where a big ass beach ball comes from the top, and then it gets hit down from the section and then to one of the people on court, and they try to hit it in a big basket at half court. I got to touch that. I was the last person to hit that ball. I was the last person to hit that ball. Yeah, yeah. But no other like special things happened to me besides me just seeing my Bulls get a W.
I mean, it's still very cool. You know, we're jealous.
Yeah,
we want to sit courtside
someday.
I mean,
yeah, we want to sit courtside, and we want a player to accidentally sit in our lap.
Yes. Which player?
You know,
which player?
When they're like, they fall off balance, and then
which player, huh?
Which player? Paul George was looking good. Paul George, attractive
dude. It probably
dude.
Would be Paul George, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Kawhi, maybe, if it's down
Kawhi,
the road.
Yeah.
Once he's
out there.
Healthy again.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's on the Bulls, I'm saying DeMar, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little
Kobe
DeRozan
White.
Action.
That'd be cool.
Kobe White, attractive guy, you know. Yeah, yeah. Zach LaVine is an attractive guy, too. Yeah,
oh, Zach LaVine, come on. You got to want him to sit in your lap.
Yeah, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Y'all I'll take any of them.
Anybody. Just anybody in the NBA. Anybody in the NBA, come on down
and
sit in the laps.
Well, there's some people I'm like, get
okay,
away.
No, not anybody, okay? No, get Porzingis out of here.
Get Porzingis
out of
here.
Don't sit in my lap, buddy.
True.
I don't even want you near my lap.
Yeah.
That's true. We're not fucking with him.
And like, I feel like Jokic, like that would hurt probably.
Yeah, that would be painful if Jokic sat in your lap. Yeah.
Yeah, Jokic.
Kobe White, he's small.
Kobe White is small. He's small, you know, and his ass won't be as heavy, you know. Like, when he sits down, he feels like Kobe White seems like a respectful enough person where he won't put all his weight on you when he sits down. Like, he'll realize,
he would be like, sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, ma'am, I'm so sorry that I hurt
British
you.
I don't know why he has a British accent.
Oh, because he's British. Little known fact. Only us in Chicago know that. Only us in Chicago know.
Kobe White is 6'4". I just want to... But he seems small. I mean, he's smaller than Jokic.
He's like a little... He's not like small, but, you know, he's basketball small.
He's basketball small.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to our next segment?
Every week, so much happens. We can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Marvel's Agents of
Basketball.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Basketball.
Nice. The Staples Center is getting a new name for Christmas, and everyone loves it. The WNBA is changing its postseason format, removing single elimination playoff games. Enes Kanter sets his aim on LeBron James over human rights in China. NBA GMs form legal defense fund to protect executives in the wake of investigations into bad workplace behavior.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The Cavs' Colin Sexton will miss the rest of the season after torn meniscus surgery.
Mm.
Giannis is named GQ's Athlete of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Pierce admits he pooped, but denies pooping his pants.
All right, let's see what he said. He said, if you poop your pants, does it make sense to sit down and mush it in a wheelchair? You don't sit down on your poop, right? Why would I need a wheelchair if I pooped my pants? Because you're hiding it, right? Isn't that obvious?
I think what he said is he asked for a wheelchair because he thought he was going to poop his pants if he had to walk back to the locker room.
Okay.
What is this? Is this like during the... What is this? Is this like during like when he was a player and shit?
Yeah, yes. It was like a very famous incident where he was wearing a white uniform and
well, he was on the Celtics and it was this like I think the finals. They had that said time? He hurt his knee. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he fell on the ground and then they ended up putting him in a wheelchair and wheeling him out. And then all these rumors came out that the reason that happened was because he had shit his pants and he was trying to hide it. And now he's saying that he's still denying it and saying, no, I didn't. Why would I do that? Because I'd just be sitting on my own shit.
Okay.
Which is not really a great defense.
It's not a great defense. It actually lets me know you did shit yourself for a few reasons. Like, one, I've never heard this in my life. And I remember that shit. I've never heard this in my life.
This is a new development for me.
I know. This is crazy. I've never heard of this.
And I think it's like one of those things that Paul Pierce is really mad about because people are constantly talking about it and asking him about it. Yeah. And he wants, you know, obviously he wants to be known as like a great player or whatever. But everyone's always just like, remember
you're
when you
the guy
shit
that
your pants?
Shit yourself.
Yeah. Also, to his point, yeah, you would sit down in a wheelchair if you shit yourself because the shit going to then start trickling down your leg if you standing up. And then we can see your ass. You hiding your ass if you sitting down.
Yeah.
So we can't see the boo-boo.
He's wearing white shorts. You're gonna see something.
You don't stand up, you sit down. I mean, you sit down. He shit himself.
What's the alternative that he gets on a skateboard and gets pushed like face down on a skateboard?
With somebody holding the towel against his ass so they can't see the poop stains? No, you shit yourself. You shit yourself, Paul.
He should just admit it because at this point it's grown into this huge thing.
Yeah.
Decades long.
Does it make sense to sit down? Yeah, it makes sense to sit down. It's better than standing up and letting the shit fall out to your ankles.
Gabe, will you find the clip, please? I know a real world example of this. One time when I was in college, I was babysitting. And the boy I was babysitting, it was three kids, but the boy in the group of siblings had just been potty trained. And so they were still doing like diapers at night while he slept. But, you know, for the most part, he was just doing big boy pants. And while I was playing with the other two kids, I hear from behind me, I poop my pants. And I turn around and there's a trail from down the hall and he's just standing there like he left a whole trail of poop down the hall leading up to this little tiny kid just looking at me.
Jesus. Okay, so here we go.
That's June what would have happened to Paul Pierce.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what 2008?
This is during the finals.
During the finals, Celtics Lakers. Let's just watch a little bit of this. So he's like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Holding his knee.
Yeah, he's getting carried.
Uh-huh. And they are careful to make sure not to touch his ass.
Yeah.
They not touching
and
his ass at all.
He keeps holding his.
Ooh, he got a poop face on right now. He got it. You know when your lips kind of go. Yeah. Were you pooping? He got that face on.
He's
right.
Pretending that he's injured. He's like grabbing his leg, like ouchy, ouchy, ouchy.
Yeah.
This nigga pooped his pants.
Yeah, and then Ooh. Since then has been denying it. So you Ooh, know what, Paul? Just tell us the truth. Tell us the truth.
And honestly, it would no one would have said anything about this if it hadn't been for him on ESPN one time mentioning it.
Yeah, yeah. This was this like a year or two ago. Yeah. He came on and was like talking about it again, but he denied it, or did he admit it?
He was very cryptic, but he said it in a way that even brought poop into the conversation.
Yeah.
Where no one else was talking about it.
Right, right, right.
And let me tell you something, man. Pooping your pants. I've pooped my pants before as an adult. Like, and that usually elicits like, response. But when you lie about it, now I'm going to laugh at you, man. Like, you...
Yeah,
like
for sure.
If you would have just been like, "Yeah, man, I got my knee was hurting, it hurt so bad, I shit myself a little bit." It was truly like a low point. Like, I'd be like, "Damn, man, that sucked. That had to suck. You pooped in front of 15,000 people. I would have felt bad for you." Yeah. But now you lying about it. Now it's funny as hell. It's funny now. It's
you
funny.
You carried like a baby out by three men.
three men holding their faces away from him.
Yeah, trying not to grab your poopy butt. Okay, let's look at Giannis and GQ. Okay.
All right, King.
He looks great, as always.
We love him
on this show. Oh, just a beautiful angel, amazing player. Great, funny guy.
I love that Giannis is having his moment right now.
Yeah.
He got his ring.
I love these photos.
And too, like I also the element of somebody who is not from this country.
Yes.
Because, like, he's hard to when he first came in the league, he was hard to understand. I couldn't understand a word this man was saying.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm not, like, knocking him for that. It's just true. I'm just saying, like, to be that type of a person when you come and you play here, to then transform into this international superstar playing on an American team, that transformation
Speaking at the White House.
That shit is beautiful, man.
I'm so proud of him. Like,
He looks great.
He looks amazing. He's feeling himself. Yeah. Like, he's confident. I love it.
Yeah.
For me, like, he is the American story. Like, not necessarily the basketball part, but like, well, especially because my dad's family is Greek. And it's like, you come to this country, you do the best you can, learn English as best you can. And when he was speaking at the White House, I was like, damn, I was thinking the same thing as you, Jackie's. Like, he's come so far from that little kid, that video of the little kid going, I want to play in the NBA.
I think that's so dope. I think that's dope as hell. Like, this man is exuding and also, like, he's like you say, he's just a good guy.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's having fun. And like, he wants to do it the right way, and the right way is, who knows what the right way is. But like, the one right way that I do know is, like, yo, go out, perform, and just enjoy yourself and be a good ass person. Like, you can't do much more than that.
Yeah.
I think he's dope. And at 27, 28, however old he is, all the shit he's accomplished so far, the man is a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah. Impressive. Yeah. Very impressive.
I love to see him shine.
Yep.
He's doing a great job. We're all proud of him at Dunktown HQ.
Mm-hmm. He is wearing some wildly long shorts in some of those photos.
That's true. Maybe that's what fashion looks like now.
Well, you know
like
what they say about men who wear long shorts.
All right.
I mean, we have been on record many times saying that we want basketball players to be wearing shorter shorts, so we can't really support that part of it, but maybe we'll get another GQ profile a couple years down the road where he's got, you know, the booty shorts on.
Maybe he has a lot to hide. Maybe you're right.
Maybe, you know, the shorter the shorts, the easier to slip.
That's true. He could wear the tights underneath.
Yeah.
Just so nothing happens. All right, let's look at this tweet about the new name of the Crypt Arena, as Jackie said. We're extremely proud to announce that Staples Center, Los Angeles's most iconic arena, is getting a new name, Crypto.com Arena.
Man.
We were at Staples when this news broke.
Yes.
Everyone was crying and throwing up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was supposed to be there, actually.
Oh, really?
Because that was the Lakers Bulls, right?
No, it was Clippers. Spurs.
Oh, Clippers. It was the next game after. Yes, it was the next game after the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild. I saw that. First of all, look, Staples is dope. Staples, a lot of good shit has happened there. It is probably the most well-known arena in today's modern world. Mm-hmm. But it is wild how, like, we've just shit on the Coliseum and the Forum. Mm-hmm. As, like, those buildings are pretty iconic, too. Especially the Coliseum. The fucking Coliseum. Like, come on now. So it's just, I don't know. I guess it's a testament to how many iconic buildings LA has for sports. Mm-hmm. But what a terrible name. What a terrible name.
I mean, it's an insult, I feel like, to us.
I feel like they're trying to be sneaky by putting a link to their website in every tweet, which is it's stupid, but maybe it's actually genius.
That's genius for them. You know how many they got the most tweets this week than they've ever gotten ever.
Oh,
like
for sure.
Just from people retweeting and talking shit about them. Like, no press is bad press right now for them. So
it's true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And as somebody from Chicago, home of the Chicago Bulls, six-time champion, gave you Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, who owns some shit right now, baby Bulls, you know what I'm saying? Just a United Center, just all the great Space Jam one, home of that. I feel LA's pain. I feel LA's pain, you know?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to hear anybody from LA, like, give me a little smirk or a little giggle when I'd be like, we don't call that shit Willis Tower. It's Sears Tower.
Yeah.
It's the Sears Tower. And we'll never call it the Willis Tower. Now you see, now everybody's like, we'll never call it the Crypto. It's Staples Center forever. And now you see how we feel. Like, it's, you know, you don't change the names of iconic buildings. And then people throw the, when was the last time you was in the Staples? Same time last time I was in the Sears, motherfucker. But we still don't call it the Willis Tower.
Right. That's true.
I don't feel attached to Staples, because as we've established on this show, you know, we don't do free shilling for brands. So Gabe, please bleep out every time we've said the actual name.
Please do. Bleep out every time I said Chicago too.
Yes.
And
please bleep out every time I said the. Just for fun.
It's like Morse code.
Yes.
Like, whatever. I mean, they're both stupid names named after stupid brands.
Yeah. But I just don't think it works like what you're saying, Jackie's like, it's going to be Staples at least for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this has happened with, cause I'm from Arizona. Like, the Suns have their arena name changes all the time. Like, it's like every 5 years or some ridiculously short amount of time. For me, it's America West Arena. Always will be. That's what the name was when I was growing up there. America West Airlines doesn't exist anymore. And it doesn't matter. It's America West Arena. It sounds good. I'm not like the Footprint Center. I you know, before that it was the Talking Stick Casino Arena.
terrible names. Terrible names.
Yeah, so it's just like, you're right, one thing gets stuck in your head. Staples Center is easier to say, and I immediately said crapto.com arena when I heard it.
I do think because when Staples came about, everybody in LA hated that. Like, how dare you move the Lakers to not from the Forum, Staples Center? And then people grew to love it.
Yeah.
I do think, like, crypto, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised if very soon they drop the .com and it's just the Crypto Arena.
Yeah.
Because the .com is what really makes it stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
And then also, like, we are very much prisoners to our social media habits, and we all have our things we say about cryptocurrency. So, like, we came into this with bias, with the name. So, and I'm me as well. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, it actually would be tight when you'd be like, ha, yo, the Lakers about to kick your ass at the crypt. Like, that shit sounds tight. That shit sounds, because they gonna nickname it really fucking quick. It's going to be the crypt.
I like that. Which is a place like,
yo, you come in here to die, baby. It's the crypt. You don't fuck with us at the crypt. And then in 15 years, when they change the name again, LA will be right back. How dare they fucking change the name of the crypt?
The crypt is iconic.
Yeah.
To Ted Lasso Arena, like, or some shit. I don't know. Like, people going to be mad. Like, so.
Yeah.
I do think that because of the potential of the nickname, because you know, nobody's going to call it crypto.com.
No.
Everybody's going to shorten it and call it the crypt.
Yep.
And I think that nickname can actually work in the arena's benefit when it comes to endearing themselves. And when the Lakers win another championship in like 13 years, then people will finally appreciate, they'll have their own memories in that building.
At least it's not Elon Musk Arena.
Oh my God.
That would be terrible.
There are like 9-year-olds right now who are like, hell yeah, crypto.com arena. And like, yeah, they'll call it the crypt. They're going to get really excited about it. They'll be 30 years old someday.
Yeah.
Crypto millionaires.
I mean, when Staples became, I mean, truth be told, like real talk, like, I don't remember the Lakers from the Forum. Like in the 90s, I watched them play. You know, the Bulls won their first championship against the Lakers and all that shit. But after that first title and once Magic retired, like the Lakers weren't really like a big team nationally.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody who was living in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like I knew about the Great Western Forum, but when they moved to Staples, I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And then all the late, and then the Kobe, the championships, Phil Jackson, the Kings, Lakers, like that shit is what brought me back into basketball after a year or two of like being sad Jordan was gone. And like, so it's the same thing. Like if these little 10-year-olds, when we are 50 and 60 and they're 30 and 35 and they're going to be like, nah, it's the crypto. Mm-hmm. Be like, let me tell you when it used to be the Staples.
they're like, okay, grandma, let's get you to bed.
Yeah, shut up.
There was a store where I bought my office supplies.
There's a store I bought my office supplies. It's the same thing if somebody came to us and was like, man, the Lakers ain't played in LA since they played at the Great Western Forum.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they had a play named after that. It happened on the way to the Forum. And we'll just be like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. Get out of here. So, like, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let's look at this interview clip with LaMelo Ball after he scored 32 against the Pacers.
You have had such an epic week. What's been the story of your success?
Water. Just drinking water. H2O.
Water.
No, I'm playing with you. You know, waking up, getting good.
He's got jokes.
I like that. Yeah. That's fun.
That's great.
That's very fun. That just endeared him to me a lot more. That's very fun.
I think he's great. He's kind of... I think this about Lonzo and LaMelo, actually. They're kind of corny. Like, they're the way they dress and, like, what they think is cool, it feels like is just kind of generic. Mm-hmm. But they also don't have to impress anyone. So they are just, like, truly themselves. Like,
yeah.
I loved LaMelo's, like, yellow suit and matching yellow car kind of thing.
Chartreuse.
Yeah, chartreuse. Like, it endears me to him as well. Just being like, he's just himself. He's just having fun.
I want to know what's going on in that family. I know they had a reality show, but I want more.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, honestly, like, I think the best thing that happened for them is LeVar finally shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, because that was what was making us hate him. Like put an extra light on Lonzo, especially like, yeah, he had to develop and everything like that. But I think now if you ask Laker fans, do you wish we would have got rid of Lonzo? They all be like, nah, man, Lonzo's good now. Like, so, but that light was shined on him even brighter because of LeVar, and same thing with Melo. And what's the other one's name that wasn't as good?
LiAngelo.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, once LeVar shut up and faded into the mist, like people was like, oh, let's actually pay attention to these kids, and like people are liking what they see and they're good.
Yeah, he was putting too much pressure on Lonzo, like his rookie season, it's like he needs to just get used to being in the league. And
yeah,
LeVar is like, he's the greatest. And it's like, well, now you set people's expectations too high.
Right.
And you're just like setting him up to fail.
That's like Bronny too.
Yeah. Poor Bronny.
He's got a lot of pressure on him.
That's
Bronny
do
got pressure on him. It would be so funny if Bronny don't make the NBA and LeBron look up and be like, nigga, I stayed in the NBA for 22 years and you didn't make it. I could have retired 5 years ago. My knees hurt so bad. I'm so old, man.
I feel
man.
Like LeBron Shit. Wouldn't let it happen. He would, like, you know, call the manager.
LeBron would pull some strings. LeBron James Jr. or Bron, he's a junior, right? LeBron James Jr.?
Yes, he's a junior. Yeah.
He is, that man is going to make the NBA solely because his father is in the NBA.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he won't be good or worthy, but if he ain't, he's still going to make the NBA because LeBron James Sr. is in the NBA and the NBA wants to see it. The NBA, I want to see it. I would love to see it.
Yeah. They've been hyping it up for years and it's going to be like a decade of hype by the time it happens.
Yeah. LeBron going to be so fucking old. LeBron already old, man. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this and LeBron is still great. He's golden. Listen, me saying this ain't got nothing to do with LeBron's stature and history. But LeBron ain't playing the full season again for the rest of his career. Like, and that's not...
He shouldn't,
one. But it's just like, look, man, I don't care. I don't care if you God-level great. God-level. You take care of your body. You spend millions on your body. All this shit is like, we've never seen anything like you. Father Time is undefeated.
He is 100%.
Undefeated. Eventually, it's going to catch up with your ass.
Yeah, he's already like beyond what anyone expected, like for him to still be as good as he is now. But like, you're right, he's good because he sits out of games and he takes it easy and he needs to be, because otherwise, you know,
he wouldn't be playing anymore.
He's going to fall apart.
Yeah,
you can't do that forever.
It's going to be unfortunately what I think is going to happen. And I said this when it happened to Kobe, is that's what's going to happen to LeBron. Like, LeBron is going to be still putting up games. Yeah, he'll miss some here and there, injuries and things like that. But it's going to take that one injury that's going to be like, oh, fuck, this is it. Like, he'll come back and he'll try to play, but it's going to be like, this is it. And maybe he's already had that. Who knows? But, like, it'll be that one blow where he needs to take months off and he tries to come back. And it's probably not going to happen anymore for him. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think... In your 30s, especially like late 30s, it's not as easy to come back even from a small injury, let alone like a big one.
My foot's been broken for like 2 months. It's not even healed yet.
No.
See?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I have the same injury that Zion had with the Jones fracture in my foot. So we're basically the same.
Yeah, you guys are rehabbing together.
Yeah, I FaceTime him daily.
You'll be dunking in no time, eh?
Thank you.
Be yoking on people in no time.
Can we see this Alex Caruso move?
Morris defense. There's Caruso. Two to shoot.
He's all on him. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Alex Caruso.
He made time slow down.
Alex Caruso is playing.
Stick deodorant.
He's playing Stacey King, defense. Man. Yeah, he's so good. I mean, I've been watching a bunch of Bulls games recently, and hearing Stacey King, it's like poetry, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
But that was Alex Caruso defending Monte Morris, and he was like incredible. It was incredible to watch.
He's a pesky little guy, man. I hated him when he was on the Lakers because I was just like, man, he ain't that good, man. Get that white boy off the court. You know, because he is that good. He's the epitome of, like, you hate him when he's not on your team, but you love him when he is.
And the Lakers miss him. The fans are constantly talking about how they miss him.
They want their baby AC back.
Mm-hmm, I don't blame them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's not the guy you necessarily want on your fantasy team. But he's doing so much stuff like this and you know, behind the scenes stuff that I feel like is working for the Bulls.
Yeah. He brings good leadership. He brings good energy. He's active as hell. His defensively, he's very good. He brings like a quiet swagger to the team. And, you know, you need energy players like Caruso. You need players who can do it all. He can hit a three. He can dunk. He can steal. He can play defense. He can facilitate. He'll pump the crowd up. He'll get in the other team's face. Like, you need players like that on a team, exactly. Especially a young team that is forming their identity. Like, he's a perfect fit for the Bulls right now, and I love him. I love him. Love him. Calm down on the AC is MJ talk, though. Y'all better stop that blaspheming. but other than that, I love it. I love it.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That's silly. Come on, people.
All right, let's move on to our next segment. Each week, we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the Cutie Comment of the Week. Wow! This week's comment is from Dr. Ew. So this is one of our classic cuties, Drew. He's been on an episode before. And he said, not a drill. I just saw Sue Bird at the airport with Megan.
Wow. Ooh.
Love. I'm so jealous that this was at LAX.
Yes.
So, you know, no surprise that the ultimate celeb couple is there.
They were actually at a Suns game. They were at a Suns game with Diana Taurasi and her mm-hmm. wife and son.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yep. The Suns who lost to my Chicago, or the person who lost to my Chicago Sky. WNBA champions. Yes.
Yeah, Chicago's really having
Chicago's having a basketball revival right now, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
It is fucking beautiful. Yeah.
Were you just freaking? Did you watch the finals, the WNBA finals?
I did. I actually, when I say I know her, I want to be just like very clear. I met her like two or three times, played basketball with her once in high school. But I know Candace Parker. We played basketball, pick up a couple times together. Still to this day, her and Sean Livingston are two of the best players I've ever seen play in person in my fucking life. At the top of that list. I don't know if it was because like she was playing with mostly dudes and we were all teenagers. We was like, oh, we about to beat your ass, chick, like on that dumb shit. And she came and laid the smack down on us. But like, I was just like, this fucking good Lord, she's the best thing I've ever seen on the court. So it was really dope to see her come home and win one. And I did watch it, and it was dope. It was great. It was great to see.
That's amazing. We love her.
She's amazing. Yeah. The Sky are so good. It was a fun final.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
If you want to be eligible for a cutie comment of the week, you've got to join our Cutie Nation Discord. Sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. All right. I think that's everything. Juckies.
Ooh.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, well, you know, listen, let's just plug social media for now. Because there are things that are coming out down the pipeline that'll be fun to let people know about. That I can't quite speak on right now. But I got some VO stuff coming out. I'm about to be on set next week for season two of a show that I'm excited about.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. At Jacquees Neal, easiest way to find me. And, you know, I also want to plug, I do want to plug something. I want to plug the Chicago Bulls. I want y'all to watch them. I want y'all to pay attention to this team. Because they doing big things.
I love it.
That's it.
I started watching their games in the preseason and was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. They're so fun to watch. I completely agree. I second your plug.
Amazing. Yes. Well, thanks again for being here. And thanks to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Dominguez for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.